Okay, that was feeling really wonderful. Love it, love it, love it. Here I am once again. My beloveds, I am Astarius Miraculi. And here to share some more frequency with you. I just love it when I play my didgeridoo and honor, thanks, and praise to the tribal Aborigines of Australia for being the tribal vessel through which the didgeridoo was brought to this world, and honor, thanks, and praise to my clan, the clan of the trumpet angels, who are the keepers of the didgeridoo in the celestial realms. It is such a beautiful thing to bring forth the resonance of sound. And today I want to continue in this resonance I've been sharing with you. The subject is expanding emotional wealth via femifestation. Expanding emotional wealth via femifestation. It is such a beautiful thing, as I have been saying, to femifest. And so we want to expand our emotional wealth by femifesting all of the manifest abundance that we witness in the whole of life. Everywhere we see this abundance, it really is our own abundance by extension. I mean, no, you can't own your neighbor's car and you can't own your neighbor's house. And yet, when you witness the abundance of your neighbor, when you witness them rising up in that scale of abundance and that scale of prosperity, if you witness with eyes of femifestation, meaning you allow yourself to recognize that what you're witnessing is a crystallization of your own emotional belonging. Because every time any being accumulates anything, they do so while being accompanied by a cellular counterpart within them that is the totality of your soul and your soul's adventure. And so by personalizing the wealth that we witness that has come into manifest form, then we are able to expand our emotional wealth. All of the wealth that is, was, or is, or ever will be in the intangible realm of manifestation does in fact belong to all of us. Scripture says that it is our Father's good pleasure to give us the whole kingdom, everything, all of the abundance. Prove me now herewith if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. And so we already infinitely own everything. We just must step out of the human entrapment. Yes, we like owning our material wealth. That's beautiful. That's important. That's powerful. And again, it is the emotional wealth that precedes the manifest wealth. When we own the abundance that we witness, it creates the soul jumpstart. And we are then jumpstarted on an individual level, and there is this expansiveness of the feeling of abundance. Because feeling is really the resonance of the success. Success is much more so reflected through the attitude of success, and the attitude embodies both the feeling and the thought. You know, success is in an attitude of richness. You know, we see many people in our world who have everything at the material level, but at the soul level are in perpetual states of sadness, perpetual states of worry. If one is always in a state of worrying about the possibility of losing that which they've accumulated, then they're not even really experiencing the blessedness of all of those material manifestations. They are emotionally poor, emotionally poverty-stricken, because they don't manifest what they have manifested. See, the power of manifestation is that's the feeling response to what has been manifested. But then it's also the feeling that actually gave birth to the manifestation in the first place. Manifestation is both before and after manifestation. You know, sometimes people accumulate something that they wanted. You know, maybe it's a car, and get that car, and then don't even care very much for it anymore. So there you are with the manifestation, but lacking joy in response to it. No manifestation. Manifestation resonates the joy, resonates the feeling. And so we have to really be at one with the feeling vibration. I mean, we can be in the worst shape in our lives in terms of outwardness, and if we will maintain an exaltation of spirit and a resonance of joy and a resonance of bliss, you know, in spite of what's there. And the beautiful thing about it is that when we hold that spirit of joy in the face of pain and despair, then we bring that pain and despair into a state of purification. It is wise not to despise it. Use the dung to fertilize it, for life's greatest connoisseur gets the best crops from the best manure. Got pain in your life? It's fertilizer. Got despair and difficulty? It's fertilizer. If you bring the richness of exalted feelings, the richness of your bliss, the richness of your happiness, the richness of your gratitude, you know, gratitude for the things that are beautiful in your life, even in the face of the worst things, if we really pay attention, there are so many blessings that are there that could be celebrated. And so we want to be in that state of celebration. So I'd like to share with you a poem that I wrote many years ago, which is a great antidote to some of these difficulties, and I call it "Attitudes Are More Important Than Circumstances." Hear ye, O seeker, play not a game of chance. Maintain a lofty attitude to conquer lowly circumstance. Some circumstances seem so bad, though goodness in disguise. It's up to us to see the good, or else be victimized. For if a circumstance seems down, and we reject it with a frown, that circumstance is then compelled to pull us down in mental hell. But if we keep our mind on high, despite the pain of circumstance, up with our attitude, the circumstance rises, and beyond its pain, we then advance. Bitter circumstance is as a medicine to bring the wellness of a learned lesson. But we must swallow this medicine down to receive the healing and achieve the blessing. For if we spit this medicine out, life gives another dose without a doubt. Then we become victim of circumstance, a tyrant from which we can't advance until we learn to face it with a smile, drink that bitter cup, and go the extra mile, so that all things may be enhanced, because your attitude is more important than circumstance. The exalted attitude is the healing balm that raises the vibration of difficult circumstances. And bitter circumstance is as a medicine to bring the wellness of the learned lesson, but you gotta swallow that medicine down to receive the healing and achieve the blessing. Because if indeed, if you spit that medicine out, life will give you another dose, without a doubt. Life is so beautiful. I'm choosing to remember that life is beautiful. I'm choosing it for me. I'm choosing it for you. Choose with me. I invoke, decree, and dream awake the full cellular ascension of my being, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, in this now, With the full support of God, Goddess, the Ascended Master Realm, to include our Ascended Master Self, Father Saint Germain, Sananda, the Holy Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, Archangel Michael and the Legions, Ashtar and the entire command, Baba Ji, Raphael, Gabriel, Clan of the Trumpet Angels, Aboriginal and Tribal Shaman, Goddesses of Fortune, Angels of Light, Elohim, Clan of the Serpents, Shiva, Frequencies, all animal totems, elementals of fire, air, water, and earth, all divine beings of light, love, and ascension, named and unnamed, gradually the cells within my being who are your counterparts with the unified power of the One. I decree my highest good always operating in this now. I decree grace and mercy always operating in this now. I invoke, decree, and dream awake the full truth and reality of ascension in this now. I invoke and dream awake with every breath that I breathe the violet fire transmuting my whole being. I invoke and dream awake the full current of ascension in every cell of my being. I am ascended. I invoke and dream awake expanded God consciousness fully realized in me as unlimited abundance fulfilling my every need and desire. I invoke and dream awake the ending of procrastination, tiredness, blockages, obstacles, and unhealthy belief systems. I decree immediate abundance in my life. I invoke and dream awake my liberation from all karmic debt. I am infinite opulence. I invoke and dream awake my personal empowerment in every instant that anyone is impacted by my being and creations. I invoke and dream awake the infinite empowerment of my sexual, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and financial relationship with life. I invoke and dream awake sacred sexuality, erotic innocence, and always express the sacredness of sexual force for pleasure, creativity, and healing. I invoke and dream awake world universal healing from all sexual woundedness and shame. I invoke and dream awake worldwide release of all manipulating forces and beings who would control humanity past, present, and future. I invoke the angels and ascended masters to realign and heal all misused energy to include the full restructuring of our DNA. I invoke and dream awake the transmutation of all negative and judgmental projections. I invoke and dream awake my constant ability to be centered and balanced in my psychic perceptions and empathic nature. All overwhelming psychic energies are released by me automatically, easily, effortlessly. I am empowered by everything. I invoke and dream awake my lucid dream in each night I sleep and total remembering when I awake. I invoke and dream awake my infinite harmony with God, Goddess I Am. I invoke and dream awake the full expression of my miraculous healing power. My life is a continuous stream of miracles. I invoke and dream awake my infinite ability and willingness to receive all life's blessings. I invoke and dream awake a constant attitude of gratitude for my whole life, all my accomplishments and blessings, including the same for the universe at large. I invoke and dream awake the full blessings of God, Goddess, the ascended masters, angels, guides, and beings of light to bless this earth. I invoke and dream awake all my decrees and vocations and prayers I have released to the universe and open myself to God's response, support, and love in my highest good. I invoke and dream awake the release of all past, present, and future lifetimes of decrees and vows which would bind me to limitation, lack, density, and anything not of ascension in this now. I invoke and dream awake the full reclaiming of my eternal self as powerful, loving, and fully aligned in abundant God consciousness. I invoke and dream awake the total dissolving of all manipulating forces which would bind this earth plane in fear. I invoke and dream awake the influence of the ascended master realm and angels to intercede and raise the vibration higher to bring darkness into the light, raising the frequency of love and God consciousness on planet Earth in this now. I invoke and dream awake the ascension of planet Earth in this now. Oh my Goddess. Life is so beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. That was Spirit Rap. And when you do your affirmations, it's really important to remember to not necessarily try to get somewhere with it, even though your affirmations will be affirming those things that you want to come into manifestation. You want to be in the femifestation of the knowingness that by virtue of the feeling is already yours, and so you don't have to leap after the manifestation, because sometimes if the mind leaps forward into the future, you've then left the powerful, pristine place of the now. And eternity is accessed through the now. Eternity can't be accessed through the future nor the past, but it is accessed through the presence of the now. Now is the access code to eternity. Whatever it is that we want, we already have it by virtue of the expanding of our emotional wealth. Femifestation. I am Miraculi. I love you so much. My website, astarius.com, astarius.com. Let's rise into the full majesty, for up at the top, there's room for all. It's just the bottom that's crowded, y'all. Aho, ashe, amen, namaste, hotep, in lakesh.